Right, thank you so much for having us today. Can you give me your name and tell us a little bit about where we are today?
Sure, my name is Kate Moreland, and I'm head of exhibitions and performances at the Henry Ford. So today we're inside of Henry Ford Museum of American Innovation by our gallery that holds temporary exhibits. And we have the honor of hosting Mandela, the official exhibition. It'll be running through January 15th of 2024.
Hey, thank you. Could you give us a little bit of background information about Nelson Mandela and about the importance of the exhibit coming to the Detroit area?
Certainly. Nelson Mandela was a president in South Africa. He was the first president who was elected under a non-racial constitution of that country. South Africa had a long history in the 20th century of apartheid, which is a systematic and legal method of segregation that was enforced throughout the country in the 20th century. Mandela was raised within that culture. He was born to be the advisor to a king of his people, but that was still within a segregated system. So he and his family, anyone who was of a non-white descent was unable to vote in South Africa. And so Mandela fought against that. He was imprisoned for 27 years and was freed and then became the president, working with the segregated government to move into a new form of democracy.
And thank you. All right, and what is the importance you feel of bringing this exhibit to the Henry Ford Museum into the greater Detroit area?
That's a great question, and I think that there's a general answer and a specific answer. The specific answer is that Mandela was freed and within a few months started this tour to a variety of countries, including the United States of America. And his goal was to increase pressure on the segregated government in South Africa to move into this new kind of democracy. So he actually came to Detroit. There's historic footage that WDIV captured and did a special of it. You can look it up on YouTube if you want. So he went to Tiger Stadium and spoke to an enormous crowd there, and he spoke with the UAW. He was interested in Detroit sports. He listened to Motown music. So he really had a love for Detroit. And if you speak with people, sometimes you'll find someone who actually was at Tiger Stadium during that event.
The day he came.
Which is fun to have that historical connection there.
Okay.
So that's the specific answer. The general answer is that freedom movements are part of social history, which is a focus of the Henry Fords. We have the With Liberty and Justice for All exhibit that will be undergoing a refresh in the coming years. And that exhibit talks about a variety of American freedom movements that we hope to educate the general public on. This is South African. And so at first look, some might think that, well, that's a different country, that's outside of our scope of focus. But we're all interconnected, and there are connections to the American Civil Rights Movement as well as indigenous freedom movements as well. Because in South Africa, Mandela was part of the indigenous culture. So there's similarities to a lot of different things that happen in America as well.
Okay. See, I was unaware that Nelson Mandela had came here, that he has some sort of connection to Detroit. So that's very interesting. And what do you feel sets this particular exhibit apart from, let's say, someone else went to another exhibit? What do you feel like this sets this one apart from other ones?
Yes. I really think that this exhibit has a core group of artifacts that are very strong. We have objects here that Mandela actually used. We have his cup and bowl set from when he was in prison. We have objects that he used when he was a child. So one of the strengths of museums is having an experience where you are in the presence of something from the past. And that might have a personal connection. It might be something that you're just fascinated with. And in this case, you can be just, you know, this close to something that he actually touched. So as compared to other exhibits, I would say that's one of the strengths. It's historically rich, which is a great fit for the Henry Ford.
What do you feel if someone was unfamiliar, completely unfamiliar with Nelson Mandela and his, you know, very powerful legacy?
Right.
What do you feel like someone who walked into this exhibit without that understanding, what do you feel that they will walk away with?
There's a lot to take in the exhibit. But I also feel that it's accessible because it starts from when he was a child. And all historical people, all people in general, of course, we were all children at one point, and you can see how someone's childhood influenced what they came to be later in life. So starting with the first section of the exhibit with his childhood, I feel like that's very accessible. After that, it introduces the struggle, which is the civil rights struggle against apartheid. So it then introduces what that was, how it came about, how it was more aggressive in the 20th century than it had been prior to that, which I think is surprising. So it does a good job charting his life and interweaving that with an accessible amount of South African history.
Why do you feel that this exhibit, or how do you feel like this exhibit could inspire people to be agents of change in their own community?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always what we hope with our exhibits, that people are inspired to create a better future. Mm-hmm. And in this case, there are so many examples, so I'll focus on one. Mandela was able to gather people around himself and leverage their talents. He was a consensus builder. And I think the exhibit shows that he was able to consolidate that support from a variety of ethnic groups in South Africa. For example, there were many people of Indian descent, and there were some that were of mixed race. And he was able to coalesce that around compromise and consensus in order to move into this better future. So I think people can really take away the concept of building a team of people who might not agree about everything toward a shared goal.
Thank you. Is there any particular element of the exhibit that you feel visitors are the most drawn to?
Yeah. I think visitors tend to be drawn to the prison section of the exhibit because it just very clearly shows what life was like in a South African prison for a political prisoner. And for many years, and other political prisoners were not treated any better than other people who had been imprisoned. And that part of the exhibit also has an artistic recreation of the size of his cell at Robben Island, which was the prison that he was in for the longest amount of time. So you can feel what it may have been like to be in prison in that sort of space. So I would say guests are the most drawn to that, and that's sort of in the middle of the exhibit.
And why do you feel it's important to continue to document Nelson Mandela and his work and his legacy?
I think it's quite important because we still see freedom struggles going on today. And in our world, not everyone is free legally, let alone in a de facto way. So I think that that's quite important. I think it's also important for Americans to understand world history and how they're a part of greater world history. So I would say this is a step in that direction.
And if someone wanted to come and see the exhibit, how would they go about doing that?
Well, the exhibit is going to be here through January 15th, so they can buy tickets online or buy tickets at the door. Some of our busiest times are the holiday weeks, the week between Christmas and New Year's. So if you're looking for a quieter time to visit, I would definitely recommend a weekday or maybe one of the weekends coming up in the immediate future or at the beginning of January. So it is free with museum admission.
Okay, thank you so much for your time and allowing us to come and speak with you today. And I encourage everyone to come and take a look at the powerful Mandela exhibit and come experience his work and his legacy.
Thank you for being here, Ashley. We really appreciate you featuring us.
Thank you.